Qantas workers stood down during the pandemic are still fighting to access their sick leave. Their union wants the High Court to set a new precedent unlocking their entitlements. In May, the federal court ruled that Qantas staff couldn't access paid compassionate, personal or carers leave because there was no work for them to be absent from. Industrial relations experts say the High Court could go either way, but whatever the outcome, it should provide much-needed clarity for an area of law that can lead to financial distress for employees and businesses. Here's business reporter David Taylor.
Michael Kane is the National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union. He fronted the media today to tell Qantas worker Peter Seymour's story.
Peter Seymour, a Qantas worker, suffering cancer, was having treatment for that cancer in the middle of this year, got an email from Qantas management telling him that he could no longer access his sick leave. He would be put on the job subsidy. And as a result of that, Peter had to take a redundancy from the company simply to have enough money to pay for his treatment.
The Transport Workers Union wants to help workers who have been stood down or on maternity leave, or like Peter Seymour, who have been forced to take a redundancy by taking Qantas to the High Court. In May, the federal court agreed Qantas staff could not access paid compassionate, personal or carers leave because there was no work for them to be absent from. The unions then appealed to the full federal court and again lost in November. The High Court appeal is backed by several unions and is being supported by the Australian Council of Trade Unions. ACTU Assistant Secretary Liam O'Brien says the unions are simply asking for existing leave benefits to be paid out.
And that's why unions are fighting, to make sure that workers, in particular those Qantas workers who are sick, some with cancer, some with heart disease, who have accrued entitlements such as sick leave, should be allowed to access that through this period.
Qantas told PM it wasn't commenting on the union's decision to appeal. But in a statement, a spokesperson told us, "We understand that some employees will be disappointed today, but there's now been two courts who have confirmed that employees who were stood down are not eligible to receive paid sick leave because there is no work to be absent from. This is not just true of Qantas, but across the economy." And that's a point that industrial relations expert John Buchanan says is crucial. A High Court ruling could set a precedent, making it easier for all workers to access their leave entitlements if they're still in some way connected to their employer. Right now, he says, whether or not you receive anything depends on how a judge interprets existing workplace law.
Well, look, if the unions win this one, that would send a very clear signal that if there is disputed language, that will encourage unions in future to pursue the protection of people who are on sick leave and workers' comp and the like. If this is read more narrowly, then that will strongly discourage unions. I mean, you can only fight so many fights. And, you know, once the High Court's ruled as and shown its way of reading these things, and that will be an important indicator for all the parties.
Small business representatives are sweating on the decision. Small Business Council CEO Peter Strong says most businesses don't have enough cash flow to make good on all leave entitlements in one hit.
Nobody plans for that. If you've got 14 staff and you've got to pay out all their long service leave, and you might have 10 that have been there a long time because you're a good employer, and you've got to pay out their holiday pay as well, that's a lot of money. And we've had employers at the beginning of COVID doing this who had to go and get a loan from the bank to pay that money out. Now, thankfully, they could get the loan, but that's an awful lot of financial pressure put upon a business.
At the airline's annual general meeting in October, Chairman Richard Goyder attacked the unions for wasting their members and the airline's time and money on legal challenges. ACTU Assistant Secretary Liam O'Brien says Qantas should show some compassion.
Let's understand this. This is sick leave that has been earned by workers over many years. These workers themselves are facing significant economic crisis. Qantas should be making sure that they can provision for those entitlements that have been earned by these workers. It's important that sick workers are provided with the sick leave that they have earned through this period.
The unions will need to be granted special leave from the High Court in order to appeal.
David Taylor reporting.